Israelis have a plan to destroy the Palestinian economy in the Gaza Strip and keep it attached to the Israeli side. This is an Israeli occupation systematic program to destroy the structure of the economy to achieve political goals.
The industry sector is one of the most important economic sectors in the West Bank and Gaza, where it represents 18 to 20% from the national gross product of Palestine. This percentage made it come second after the agricultural sector that represents 23 to 24%. The industry declined due to the practices of the Israeli occupation's consequent governments since the eruption of Al-Aqsa Intifada back in 2000.
The contribution of the industrial sector deteriorated in the Gaza Strip as a result of the Israeli occupation impediment in Gaza and the West Bank. On the other hand, the increased cost of production factors led to decreased contribution that doesn't exceed 12% and sometimes 6%. Furthermore, the political division added insult to injury in the sense of further deterioration of the industrial sector, while the Gaza war further strengthened that siege, affecting the role of industry in the economy. We reached a very advanced stage in the industrial field before the siege, and the industry was of a high quality and was exported abroad and to Israel as well. Those industries included food, furniture, textile, and clothes.
The Israeli occupation seeks to keep the Palestinians attached to occupation since the occupation of Palestine in 1948. Palestinians were not allowed to be independent in any of the vital fields, including economic ones, and namely, industrial sector.
I was a prisoner in the 70s. I have read an article by the Israeli Minister of Economic Affairs. He was saying that he would turn Palestinian people to agriculture and construction workers. The Israeli intellect constantly conducts research and studies to prevent the Palestinian people from progress at the industry level, to join the rest of the people and have an independent national economy.
Talab Bulbul is one of the residents of Azaytun neighborhood of Gaza. He was imprisoned for a few years. When he was released, there was nothing much engraved in his memory about cruelty of oppressor and the darkness of cells. He came back to Gaza hoping to start a new stage in his life full of construction and work.
I began the first step as a simple person, by my own personal effort. I began to turn to metal work because it was a hobby of mine. I started in this area and started my life working with two workers as a simple man, establishing the first seed of metal work in the 70s.
Bulbul has been seeking to develop his factory, but was always failed by occupation, who turned down his repeated requests for needed permits.
I had been suffering during the Israeli occupation of the Gaza Strip. When I used to apply for a municipal license or government license or anything, they would reject my request within 24 hours. But I was determined about continuing my drive to build industrial core in metal work. I continued in this way until the big uprising of the Palestinian people that began in the Gaza Strip. The uprising had helped us so much to remove the occupation that was existing and was besieging us everywhere and in every industry and in every move and direction possible to develop the Palestinian national economy. The Israelis have a plan to destroy the Palestinian economy in the Gaza Strip and keep it attached to the Israeli side, while Gaza Strip remains as a consumer market for Israeli products.
Israeli occupation could not inhibit development of Bulbul's factory, but production capacity that could cover the needs of the entire Gaza Strip. The matter took further turn, but the occupation inhibited the achievement of that factory.
This development included engineering metalwork, like production lines for stoves and gas tubes. After that, we succeeded in creating a production line of electric water heaters. Our factory produced 5,000 gas stoves a month, covering the needs of the West Bank and Gaza Strip and part of the Palestinians in the occupied Palestine in 1948. After the arrival of samples from our factory to Saudi Arabia, the signed agreements were sufficient to make our factory work non-stop as well as other complementary factories. But we couldn't deliver the goods to Saudi Arabia because of the siege imposed on us. There are very advanced and high-quality industries in the Gaza Strip. There are wanted in the West Bank markets and abroad as well. But the arrogant Israeli occupation did not allow us to export through the Karm Abu Salim crossing, where the Israeli occupation rejected all proposals to facilitate the export process.
Bulbul's factory didn't stop production, but the number of workers declined to the least number of workers since its inception, as a result of the siege and banning of flow of products between Gaza, West Bank, and Palestine occupied in 1948. The situation of Bulbul's factory further deteriorated.
The factory was totally destroyed with all equipment on the 14th of January around 1 a.m. I challenged the Israeli occupation that my factory had manufactured any military craft items at all. I'm a Palestinian working on peaceful products only. The Israeli occupation targeted everyone in the Gaza Strip. I say that economic destruction does not exclude human beings and stones, as it was designed to undermine and destroy the Palestinian economy in the Gaza Strip through the destruction of houses, factories, shops, and increasing unemployment. The unemployment rate in the Gaza Strip climbed to 40% as a result of this destruction and closure of hundreds of factories and displaced thousands of workers in textile and sewing that are very advanced industries in the Gaza Strip.
Hundreds of Palestinian households rely on tailoring to earn a living. It is known in Gaza that most of household members work at the same tailoring workshop at the same house to earn living, such as Adil Limzane, one of the residents of Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza.
In 2003,
we moved the sewing factory from Jabalia refugee camp to Azbet Abd Rabbu, in a building that consisted of stores where we made the sewing factory, in addition to 7 apartments. We were not obliged to sew any type of clothing, but we sew men's, women's, and children's trousers, shirts, skirts, and dresses for everything the market needed, because we cannot restrict ourselves to any particular work.
At Azbet Abd Rabbu area, north of Gaza, was the home and factory of Adel's family, who is walking in the area, recalling the tailoring machines that were all over the place, and his family members who worked hard in their workshop to earn a living for them and others to live in dignity.
There were 15 sewing machines and 12 to 13 skilled workers. There were also 5 to 6 outsider ironing workers. There were also 3 workers for the collar and buttons, and about 5 or 4 cleaners as needed for the cleaning task.
Adil goes to the roof of his house with a heartache on the house that is being rebuilt after coming to rubbles by the Israeli occupation and Israeli soldiers who passed by the area.
The factory was destroyed in 2008 during the last war, Al-Furqan War. From day one of the war, the Israeli occupation broke into the house and took my mother out of it. When she asked them where to go, they took her to my uncle's house, across from our house. There were around 30 soldiers. I called one of them, then the officer noticed and called me, telling me that the house would be bombed. I told him that this house is my cousin's, and that I'm the head of the family, and that I was ready to go to them if anything was wrong with my cousin. The officer asked me to go, and after about 2 hours, they destroyed the 5-story house and the mosque and half of my own house.
Three years after the Gaza war, Adil's still waiting for the reconstruction of his house to come to an end after a long suppression.
We are working based on the fact that the future will be better, God willing. We prepare what we can. I have some machines that I can secure, some in my brother's house, and some are at my friend's stores. This means I will try to arrange and to resume work in the factory. Of course, I will bring them back to the factory so that we resume the work we used to do. Palestinian human expertise and resources exist. Human resources are the most important element of production factors and is competitive and in transition from quantitative to qualitative side. Some goods were significantly competitive and were exported to Europe, like Spain as well as Italy, where they competed with some Spanish and Italian goods.
Furniture is one of those most internationally competing commodities of Palestine. Gaza is unique among all other Palestinian cities when it comes to furniture. This line of industry depends on creativity and amusement, whereas that's the case with Mohammed Mujtaha's company that gained admiration of one European country that was ready to host the company in one of the key exhibitions held in that state.
I took part in the exhibition in the German city of Cologne, and I wasn't overwhelmed with the furniture that I have seen, because with our capacity, we can make better than that. The Germans were impressed by our excellent goods and industry, that they promised to allow us to actively participate in the exhibition and take goods from Gaza to the city of Cologne exhibition in 2013.
Mohammed Mujtaha's furniture factory, erected from under the rubble too, after being destroyed by Israeli occupation army north of Gaza. The army that insists to ruin every landmark that expressed life and beauty.
Mujtaha Company was founded in 1978 as a family business with 2 or 3 workers. Till before the war, we had 40 workers at Mujtaha Furniture Company for house, hotel, and office furniture, along with everything related to furniture and wood. The factory was destroyed during the war, and we came back empty-handed, just like we started. The Israeli occupation destroyed more than 450 industrial establishments in the Gaza Strip. Those facilities were behind the Israeli occupation army during its invasion of the Gaza Strip. And at the moment of withdrawal from the Gaza Strip, they destroyed those factories, as they stayed in most of them during the war.
After the war, Mohammed Mushtaha managed to rebuild his factory and equip it with the needed machinery. Considering the destruction caused by the Israeli occupation army as a collateral incident that won't inhibit the continuation of work.
We have no other option. Where will the workers and I go if I didn't build another factory and work therein? I am compelled to create another factory or two or three, because I don't have any other country to work in.
Remaining in Palestine and the reconstruction highlighted the ability of Palestinians to survive, no matter what it takes. Hormuz's family washing machine factory was targeted twice by Israeli occupation army war jets, but the workers were able to fix the factory, while some destruction signs are still evident while they continue their work.
I was the first to introduce stainless steel in all sizes to Gaza. We received it in the form of sheets from the Israeli occupation through rolls weighing 8 to 10 tons each that we cut to make a washing machine from A to Z. The Israeli occupation targeted me twice while I just work in stainless steel. We closed the shop on the first day of the war, the 27th of December, and went back home thinking it's a raid and that things will calm down within an hour or two. We were surprised after Isha prayer the next day that the shop was targeted. We went by car to see what happened. We found everything destroyed. We were determined to run the factory again, so we removed the rubble and cleaned the place to get back to work. We worked for 2 days, then the factory was targeted again.
As said by people in charge, this workshop contributed to providing consumers with washing machines despite the Israeli imposed siege on Gaza. The workshop could even export its products abroad before the war on Gaza.
We could break the siege by providing stainless steel material and offering our production to the consumer so as not to feel the siege. For this reason, we were among the first targets on the list that the Israeli occupation targeted. The washing machine that we are talking to you about is that you have just seen. It had entered Sudan en route to Ethiopia. This means it's a first class in Gaza. This is something we are proud of, as we are proud of our customers as well.
There is no doubt that the workshop was affected by the destruction, that it is hard now to operate it the same way as before.
I used to have 15 workers in all work fields, of whom some worked on the pistons and washing machines. The number of workers has become 2 today as a result of the closure of the West Bank market and deterioration of the economic situation here. The shelling affected everything, whereas it destroyed new scissors we bought in addition to the generator and the full-time automatic saw that used to operate at night and start to cut and produce while I was home. The Israeli occupation has always been fabricating excuses to obstruct development in agriculture and industry, and is certainly interested in destruction at those levels. The Israeli occupation destroyed iron workshops, claiming that the machines can be used for other purposes. But what is the relationship of a sponge factory, or dairy factory, or any other factory? This is an Israeli occupation systematic program to destroy the structure of the economy to achieve political goals.
It is clear now that by targeting factories and workshops, the Israeli aim was to devastate the Palestinian economy. Maybe targeting the Lulz dairy factory in southern Gaza was yet another proof that the Israeli occupation army is working on a systematic plan to destroy any successful industrial facility that would achieve independence of the Palestinian economy apart from Israeli occupation economy.
At the beginning, we established our factory in 2004-2005 with a production capacity of 1 ton of cheese per day. It was bombed during the 2008 war. The Israeli occupation is not enough with what was destroyed during the last war on Gaza, but still destroying. There are dozens or even hundreds of factories that were destroyed after the war. The Lul factory is one of those factories that was destroyed 4 times instead of one.
The Lul's dairy factory was targeted on the first day of Gaza war back in 2008. Then in April 2010, the Lul built another factory in Khan Yunis, some 40 kilometers away from Gaza City, hoping that would stop the occupation from targeting the factory.
I established a factory in Khan Yunis, and we worked with Azda Institution for 4 to 5 months, but the factory was targeted again, and we received a phone call one morning and were told that the factory was destroyed, so workers cannot come to work.
The Lul and all factory workers were puzzled when the factory was targeted again, so they decided to rebuild the factory for the third time, 100 meters away from the ruins of the first factory, which was destroyed in the first time.
This factory was supporting 5 families. I have 10 family members, my brother has 9, and my other brother has 13. We built this factory 100 meters away from this facility. They also targeted the third factory in Gaza in 2010. I am the neighbor of the Lul cheese factory that was shelled several times before I worked there. Of course, the F-16 bombardment was heavy and caused damage to my family's house and to my own apartment more than once.
After the third shelling, Dalul didn't stop working, but he built a fourth factory on the ruins of his first factory, challenging by that the continued war that was waged by Israeli occupation army on him and his factory.
This factory worked for about a year or more. On the 6th of June 2012, we were surprised that the Israeli occupation targeted it, while there was absolutely no escalation at all in that period. The total loss for my family is now 4 factories that were totally destroyed by the occupation. When a crew from the International Committee of the Red Cross came here after the bombardment, I talked to one of them, and he told me that it was a move to destroy the Palestinian economy. We don't know the reason behind the bombardment till now, and they also failed to reveal the reason to us.
The fourth factory was destroyed. Many people might be thinking there is no point in building a fifth factory, or else it will end up destroyed, like the 4 other factories.
I was establishing the factory I am using now, before the other factory was targeted, I established it under my house and my brother's house, so the factory was right beneath us. Today, I have a factory and machinery to produce enough cheese, milk, and labna for the whole Gaza Strip. The occupation is still dealing with us, with power, not with morals. We are still building while the occupation destroys. We have no other place than this homeland. We have the industries we learned from our parents and grandparents, so we are steadfast in this homeland.